This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. We have once again learned over the past few weeks and months that political races at times can be beastly. But for real animals, there is Turpentine Creek in Eureka Springs. That's the sound of a just-fed, satisfied lion at Turpentine Creek, caroling from inside its cage at the refuge. Turpentine Creek has, for 18 years, taken in large animals, large cats mostly, that others have decided they cannot care for. In short, tiger and lion cubs might be cuddly when young, but a growing big cat is a lousy choice for a pet. Turpentine Creek has rescued scores of abandoned cats and some bears and other animals over the past 18 years. Last week, we talked with Emily McCormick just before feeding time.
About 50% of the animals that we've rescued since 92 have come from Arkansas. So, of course, we're out there trying to help our own state. We just rescued two tigers, two ligers from Missouri. We leave in 2 weeks to go to Texas to rescue two tigers. We got a call on a bear out of Montana. We've rescued a black leopard out of Montana. You know, we were in New York rescuing two leopards. So we're nationwide for sure, you know, but of course we want to help our own state.
Turpentine Creek has spent the past several years building secure habitats that allow cats under the refuge's care to have more room to roam in a natural setting. The habitats have grown from just one 12 years ago to more than two dozen today. In the earliest days of those habitats, there were a few learning curves for the staff. Zoologist Emily McCormick says the first winter after opening a habitat, some native Ozark creatures presented a problem.
And then next thing you know, snakes started coming out that may have been under logs in there or whatever. And so these tigers had never seen a snake before, you know. And it was a pretty big rattlesnake, and it bit them in the face. And each of them went up and had to get their bite. It's almost dinner time here. And so, you know, that was a new adventure for us because we were like, you know, oh my gosh, their face is swelled up. And the vet said, you know, it's fine. They're big. They're going to be okay. Within 48 hours, sure enough, they're fine.
A new pest, though, smaller, yet far more dangerous to the cats than rattlesnakes, is creating major concern these days for the staff at Turpentine Creek. Ticks, carrying a disease particularly deadly for domestic and big cats, have become more than just a nuisance.
This problem that we've run into in the last few years, and it's becoming more and more of a problem in northwest Arkansas, and actually Missouri, and it's spreading to other states now into Colorado, is what's called cytozoonosis. And it's the generic or common name that people most likely know is bobcat fever.
Cytozoonosis is carried by ticks. And the habitats built for the big cats are constructed in the rugged, hilly Carroll County woods, where ticks love to reside. Emily McCormick says it is cost prohibitive to give all 100-plus big cats the necessary individual tick treatment as often as would be required to repel ticks. The habitats are dusted thrice annually to kill ticks. That approach had worked for several years, but as cytozoonosis has continued to spread across the middle part of the United States, Turpentine Creek has been affected. McCormick says two tigers were lost to the disease this year, and a total of five cats in the past 8 years have succumbed to the disease. Ticks still get into the wildlife refuge, riding piggyback on smaller native mammals attracted to Turpentine Creek in part because of this. That's feeding time at Turpentine Creek. The tigers huff with anticipation as they wait for their share of the donated pounds of meat to be tossed to them from workers at the refuge.
Being that we feed 1,000 pounds of raw meat, there might be meat scraps around here and lovely smells to wild animals. Raccoons carry ticks, squirrel, anything, you know. So what was going on is these animals were coming through our perimeter, climbing it, and trying to steal our cat's food or whatever they're doing, you know, and the ticks fall off, and next thing you know, they can get on our cat.
McCormick says the refuge has cleared an entire side of the habitat loop and resprayed the habitats while the cats were placed back into cages on lockdown. The feeding time has been changed, and efforts to sweep up scraps have been intensified. The last step, McCormick says, to eliminate ticks is making the refuge perimeter more secure to keep potential tick-carrying visitors out.
We really need to heavy-duty it and electrify the top of it. And right now, it's a half-a-mile tour loop. Right now, we need about $56,000 to completely redo that fence, 8 foot tall, heavy gauge, and electrify it. That'll keep everything out, you know, and that's the last step. And of course, thankfully, we're coming into the winter to where the ticks won't be a problem for a few months. But, you know, March is around the corner.
McCormick says Turpentine Creek has turned up its fundraising efforts to raise the money to build the fence, and staff hopes to have most, if not all, finished by the spring. And Turpentine Creek has been working with veterinarian researchers at the University of Missouri, sending blood samples of big cats to the school. But for now, the fight against the ticks and the tick-borne disease in the habitats continues on the front lines. Turpentine Creek is open to visitors every day from 9 until 5. More information about the refuge can be found at turpentinecreek.org.